He began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is what? Hypocrisy.
Right.
So what is hypocrisy? It's saying one thing, but doing another. It's saying that you do one thing, but you're actually doing another. That's what a hypocrite is. And that's exactly what the Pharisees were guilty of. Go to Matthew chapter 23. We'll see an example of this. You know, no one's perfect, obviously. We're gonna fail. We're gonna falter, and there's gonna be times when we're hypocrites too. Amen. You know, it's just like, man. You know, and here's the thing: is you say, well, how do I know the balance? Well, the balance is when you figure out that you're being a hypocrite. Stop being a hypocrite.
Right.
It's like, oh man, I'm being a hypocrite. Lord, forgive me. I repent. Help me to get that right. You know, don't be like the other hypocrite. Was like, I'm not being a hypocrite. You know, all proud and haughty, and just act like you got it all together. We're all sinners.
Amen.
No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. It's okay to admit that to the Lord, you know. But just don't be this perpetual hypocrite where you don't think nothing's wrong with you.
Right.
You know, and by the way, people resist people like that, okay? When you make your try to make yourself out to be someone who just has it all together, you have no problems whatsoever, like life is just a bed of roses and daisies, nothing's going wrong, you're living in Candyland that doesn't exist.
Amen.
And by the way, any person who has that attitude, everyone knows you got issues.
Yeah.
Because what kind of person has to say something like that but a person who has a bunch of issues? It's like, this guy's got something to hide. Whereas a person who's just transparent, no, I'm not saying, look, just go around and say, yeah, I got all kinds of issues. I'm struggling right now. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this, is just be real. Be real. Don't be a hypocrite. Okay, look at Matthew chapter 23, verse number 1. It says, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. So because they're sitting in Moses' seat and they're adhering to the law of Moses, Jesus is saying, look, whatever they're telling you to do, do it, because that's a good thing. It's coming from Moses. But look what it says. But do not ye after their works, for they say, and do not. What is that? That's a hypocrite. Okay. So they like to talk about how they do all these things and how they obey the commandments of the Lord and all these things. But what are they doing? They're sounding their trumpet. They have zero charity, and they're sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Why? Because they say and they do not.
Right.
We got to make sure that we're people of integrity, that when we say, we do.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. We're not all perfect with that, but you know what? We got to strive to be a people of integrity.
Amen.
That when we claim to be a soul winning church, that we're out there soul winning. Okay, that when we say amen and agree with the biblical role of a home, okay, that we're actually executing that in our own homes. Okay, that when whatever doctrine that's being preached, that's just like, hey, man, I agree with that, but are you living it out? Don't be as the Pharisees that say and do not.
Amen.
That say amen, but do not. You know, we need to make sure that, and by the way, it's okay to agree and say, man, you know, amen, but I'm working on it. Nothing wrong with that. But to say amen and to agree, but completely live the opposite,
right,
that's being a hypocrite. You're as the Pharisees, which say and do not. Yeah, you sit in Moses' seat, right? You're adhering to the Bible, but you're saying and you're doing not. Okay?
Right.
Now, look.